I pleaded with him to keep me out of the lineup tonight, but he's got me in a group that, boy, yeah, we're going to get outscored about 85 to nothing if we're in there for longer than 2 minutes, Coach.
Oh, you'll be fine. You're going 40 minutes tonight. I need you to log a lot of minutes.
Yeah, you're saying you got it all worked out here, though. He came in with the clipboard, ready to go, and he's got his rotation set. I'm glad to see at least that you got the one that I'm in down last on the list.
No, you're probably going out first. No, I think what we're going to do is we've got a group of SC4 professors, instructors that play noon-hour basketball, and so we're going to shoot them out first. And, you know, they play half court over there at the old gym, so now they're going to go full court. I have a feeling a few of them might be raising their hands like, I need to get out of here, but it should be fun.
A lot of fun, a lot of memories, and I know that when you're with the paper, you probably covered a few of the things that go here. One of the cool things about getting into this facility now and having a little room to operate, I know the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame will have its plaques in this facility at some point, but I was just looking over at the wall and a nice little area where everybody can see all the state and regional champs that have played at the college. And I know volleyball had such a great run there, and in recent years it's been women's basketball, but there's been a lot of things that have gone on at SC4 over the years that probably went unnoticed by a lot of people in the community, and it's probably a shame.
Oh, this display here is going to be outstanding. In fact, a week ago we had our athletes come through for the first time with some coaches, and not all the athletes could because they had classes. And those little blocks there are state championships and regional championships on one side, and on the other side all of our conference champions. And I guess one of the athletes told Kurt Kramer, that block's going to be ours. That block is where we're going to put a league championship. So it's going to be great display. And as you enter into the field house now, we turn the ticket booth into a trophy case. And it's really all the more updated trophies, the ones from our, you know, regional championships, national appearances. Because now it doesn't seem like they give out trophies anymore. Everything's like a big plaque and everything. So if people check it out, the trophy case is pretty impressive right now. So,
you know, and the college athletics, not just for the players only, right in your own household, you have a son that took the SC4 women's coach's job here, and after one season, it got him the opportunity to go to Wayne State.
Oh, yeah, tremendous opportunity here. In fact, when they did a story on him in the Times Herald, some of these guys that are playing tonight, Joel was their ball boy, and they used to throw him in the showers and throw old uniforms at him and everything else. So his opportunity to kind of grow up here in the old gym, and he's going to walk in here tonight in about another hour, and he's just going to be amazed at what. And he's going to get a chance to play with some guys that he grew up watching as a kid. But, yeah, the opportunity he had here was tremendous for him to go to Wayne State. It would have never happened.
He might take a look at the facility and go, man, if I knew this was coming, I might not have left.
I know. Dale Voss has just got to be, I think he's just glowing. He's so excited about, you know, what this has transformed into. And to be in that gym, and he made a funny comment today at the ribbon cutting about the gym used to be the last part of a tour. You take him to everything else and then take him to the gym, where now you take him here first. So it's going to be neat, yeah.
And you're hearing the volleyball team probably behind us making a lot of noise as they go through. They've got to be excited. Actually, they play the first actual event in the building besides our little function tonight.
Yeah, and this is – they're walking out of here. They went from 3 o'clock to, like, I think they're going to get off around 4:30, maybe 5. But this is the first time they've been in here practicing because they were in Grand Rapids over the weekend. Dale got in here and practiced with his guys on Sunday. He got a two-hour practice in the new facility. So these girls leaving now, it's the first time on the new court. They'll play two home games this week, 7 o'clock, both Tuesday and Thursday. So it'll be neat that they'll be the first event in here.
The biggest difference between now and what the old junior arena was like, it's a lot warmer in here.
Yeah, but the nice thing is going to be come June, July, it's going to be air-conditioned in there. It's going to be comfortable. We get in that old gym, and once that heat got in there, it was, you know. Yeah, but it's warmer than sitting there and freezing during those high school hockey games or Silver Stick games. But I'm just amazed at how it turned out. When I walked in here first part of April, I said, there's no way this is going to be a field house. And what they've done with it is pretty amazing.
The other big thing about it, I mean, and I don't want to keep knocking the old gym, but you went into the old gym and you felt like, well, I'm just watching another high school basketball game. You're going to walk into this facility and you're going to realize, I'm watching college basketball.
Right. And the thing is, well, they joked about it today, too, at the ribbon cutting. You don't have to lean around any obstructed view now. You can see the game. But the biggest thing, too, is it can hold like 1,500 right now, but when we get to phase two, it's going to be boxed in, so it'll be more of a college, you know, arena type where you'll have end zone seating, and then it could go to a close to 2,000 in seating. So to hold like a possible regional or quarterfinal is hopefully in the works for us. So,
all right, I'm going to try not to stub my toe or anything here while I wrap up the show, but draw up a couple of plays for me, Coach, and I'll give you what I got, all 35 seconds of it tonight.
You'll be fine. We'll have you cutting off two or three screens.
Curling
in the free throw lane for a jumper. No, it'll be fun. I don't know what to expect from the Wizards. I don't know how much goofing around they're going to be. I hear there is a stretch in the third quarter where they play serious basketball. And so hopefully our group of high school coaches and players can kind of hold their own there for a little bit. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I heard their winning streak is up near 6 million, so might be 6 million and one after tonight.
Yeah, it could end tonight. That's what they joked about during the ribbon cutting. It's ending tonight, and I don't think they thought that was very funny, but we'll see. It's nice that they're part of this event, you know, because I'm sure they do them all over the country. But to open a new field house, I think they're excited. And so I hope we get a good crowd. I really don't know what to expect. It's Fort Huron, and you don't know if it's going to be people are going to get their tickets at the last minute, but it'll be good.
So. All right. And, Jim, you're looking good, too, and I'm always glad to see that.
Thank you. Feeling a lot better. Yep, things are going well.
Jim Weimer,